Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Blackston, for Favor Life, where we walk by faith, not by sight, to the process of there, the place that God has called us, commissioned us. And this place is not a title, it's not a position, it is a posture in the spirit of obedience unto the will of God, unto what He's commanded for our lives. And as we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are able to prove that which is good and perfect because we have a renewed mind and we know the will of God because His Spirit has revealed to us who He is, what He desires, and how He wants us to conduct our life by faith, by trust, and obedience to His will and His word. We've been looking at individuals in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as ordinary individuals who have gone through the process of trusting God, knowing His voice, following Him, and not always doing everything as He said, doing it the way that He said it, but it does not refuse to stop what God has commanded or commissioned for their life or even what He's spoken. The Word of God is established and settled already. So whatever God has spoken concerning that individual, that tribe, that nation, it comes to pass because God's Word is final and His Word is powerful enough to come to pass regardless of how we fail. He is unfailable, and because of that, He makes His will and His Word and His life and His truth known to every generation. We are going to look today at a passage of Scripture, just looking at this small passage in this 15-minute of empowerment, and I want to just stir you and stir your faith and stir your trust and your obedience and what you're doing in the Lord, and know that it is the will of God when you know that He said it and you know that you are walking in what He's told you. And if you were a lay person or just a member and you know that your pastor, your overseer knows and can guarantee or say that I'm in agreement with what God is saying concerning you, then you know that you're doing what He said, and it's all good, so to speak. You can do it knowing that heaven is backing you. John 14:12, we're going to look at part B of that scripture. And the Word of God says, "The works that I do, you will also do, and greater works than these you will do, because I go to my Father." I'm going to say that again. "The works that I do, you will also do, and the greater works than these you will do, because I go to my Father." There is because Jesus has already sent the Holy Spirit, and He has already given us the life, the empowerment, the connection that we need because we have confessed with our mouth, believed in our heart, received Jesus as Lord and Savior. Now, because we've allowed the Holy Spirit to come in and we have that, we now have a connection, a commission, and an empowerment to do the will of God. And these words are meant to encourage us and to let us know that Jesus has done a work, but He's telling us that we're going to do a greater work. And the same work that He has done, we shall also do. And that lets us know that there is some greater potential inside of us, that where we are right now is not where we're going to end up, that we're going to be growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith, that as we have the revelation of who He is revealed in us and our faith is stretched and increasing, and becomes more, and we are able to believe and receive every word of God and walk in it through His endowment, through His anointing, we're going to do some greater works. We're going to do some greater things. We're going to see a greater demonstration released as we allow God, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, to use us. Be it unto us according to our faith. And sometimes we have faith to believe for salvation, but it's hard for us to believe for miracles. And the same God, the same Lord, the same Savior that says, "I'm going to my Father, but you're going to do these works that I'm doing and even greater," has spoken something, and it cannot lie. That word cannot lie, cannot fail, because He is the Word. Go back to John 1. In the beginning was the Word. Christ is the Word. He is the Word, and He's spoken a word concerning the body, concerning the church, and He's saying, "The works that I do, you're going to also do." you're going to do what I've done. If you look and study the life of Jesus Christ and see all the things that he's done, he's saying to us, giving us the guarantee that because I've already gone before you, because I've already paved the way, because I've already shown you, because I've already demonstrated it to you, you're going to be able to do the same thing that I do. And even greater, you're going to be able to do these works. I'm going to the Father. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm sending the Holy Spirit, and then I'm still going to be there making intercession for you at the right hand of the Father. I'm going to be right there, but you're going to do greater works than what I did. And he's saying that because, first of all, the gospel is spreading. There are going to be many sons and daughters unto the Lord, but our faith is going to be the light, be the hope, that is going to light the way for many other people, and they're going to be able to see the demonstration of God's power released through us as we pray prayers of faith, as we command miracle signs and wonders, as we heal the sick, as we even raise the dead, as we cast out devils and demons, as we, people are healed, our blind eyes are open. These things are just not for the New Testament church. These things are present now if we allow them to happen. The same works, the same thing that Jesus did, we are able to do it. He's letting us know these things we're able to do. So I'm encouraging you in whatever the Lord has commissioned you in. If he's called you to be an intercessor, if he's called you to be a prayer warrior, if he's called you to have giftings of the fivefold ministry in your life, that there is a greater inside of you, that the work that Jesus Christ has already done and he's shown us and the examples, he's already given a word that says, I've commanded this same endowment, this same anointing, this same release to be on you to do these works, but even greater. So we've got to believe that wherever we are, this is not the place we're going to end up and stay and remain, that there's going to be a greater increase in us. We're going to grow more and more in God. We're going to grow more in his will and his word. Our faith is going to grow. Our obedience, our trust is going to grow. And we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in the areas that we need to, if it's praying those prayers of change, of deliverance, whatever it is, and we're going to start seeing the greater works being performed in our lives, not just in our and those miracle signs and wonders, but in our witness, testifying to the glory of God, letting them understand that our Savior, our Redeemer, liveth, that he is alive, that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, and he's coming back, that God is in control, that everything is moving according to his purpose and his plan, and it does not yet appear, but something wonderful is getting ready to be birthed and going to happen in every generation, every time there needs to be something released in the earth. God needs people to burst it out. He needs someone to release that power. He needs someone to carry it out. When Jesus came on the scene, he had to have Mary to burst him into that dimension, into that dispensation, into that place so that he could be seen, so he could be evident. And so it is with us in the spirit realm. When God wants to see things released in this earth, in this dimension, in this time, in this season, he needs vessels that will carry what he's saying and birth it out. And if the Lord is getting ready to say, I want you to do greater, and he's saying, trust me and let me stretch you, let me get you where you need to get, let me pull into you, let me teach you, let me show you what I'm getting ready to do, and just trust what I'm doing and know that it's me. When we allow God to lead us and guide us by his spirit, by his word and his truth, then we open ourselves up for the enlargement of whatever he wants to do. And when he wants to see certain things in the earth, giving him glory, doing what he says, being released, being birthed out, he chooses individuals. He chooses people that will trust and obey him. And as we do, we then allow him to do greater inside of us, whatever that greater is. If it's in that ministry, then you might be, the Lord might be provoking you to do something that you've never done before, to take the ministry in a direction that you've never done before. But trust him. Whatever it is in that house, he might be saying, I want you to get up and have everybody pray in the morning together. And it might be a stretch, and it might be testing, because everybody might not want to do it, but as you obey and do what the Lord says, you're going to see a demonstration, a release of greater, of more in your home, in your life. It could be saving you or saving the children or family from something that the enemy's tried to set up, to sabotage, to come against you, a pitfall or trouble. And God's saying, as you get up and do what I say, I'm going to change it. I'm going to move it in another direction. It could be on that job. The Lord might be telling you to fast and pray for a specific time, and you're not knowing what it is, but you're trusting Him, and He's preparing you something for the job with an idea. Or your warring could stop something from happening. It could be a takeover or the business closing or Him moving you to somewhere else or someone recognizing you, whatever it is. There's going to be more that's going to happen in your life, and that's just not in the spirit realm. It's in your natural life, too. God wants to do more. He wants to release more. He wants to entrust more. So as you allow Him to be Lord over your life and you trust the endowment of His power and His truth and you allow His word to work in you through the Holy Spirit, you are giving Him permission to stretch you more and to do more with you, that you're not limiting yourself to this one position or one posture or this one place or these one resources, but you're saying, God, there is no limit to you. And whatever you want to do with me, I'm open. I'm ready for you to do it. I'm making myself available. Go ahead and teach me. Go ahead and show me. Give me the understanding. Reveal to me what it is that you want, that the more might come, that the greater might come. For your glory, I want your glory to be seen in me, in the earth, even greater. I want to be that example for someone else to see. I want to be the one that the enemy will not be able to steal any longer from me, from my family, from the generations of past, that I'm able to bruise the head of the enemy that has come after me, that has come after my children, by my obedience, by my trust, by my faith, by my decrees, by binding and loosing, by allowing you to be God and Lord over every area. And as I do, get glory, that every generation in my family, my decree that all of my children and my grandchildren, my great, all the way down to the 10th generation will know God, will serve God, will do great exports for Him, and each generation will grow greater and expand more in their service unto the Lord, to their obedience unto the Lord, that they will be the generation that will praise and recognize that God is Lord in their life, over their life, and they will bring glory to Him. That is my decree. That is my decree for my church. That is the decree for over the children in my church, over the families, over everyone in my church, because I believe that the word of God is powerful enough to declare and decree anything in the future, in the present, and change it to the words that I say, to the words that I say. And I'm decreeing, God, you said it in your word. Jesus has declared it, and I believe His word. He is the Son of God, and He selfishly gave Himself. He selfishly did not withhold anything. He did not allow any selfish motive to stop Him from going to the cross. He went there and unselfishly gave Himself so that we might have everything that He said. And now, because my identity is Him, my identity is what He wants, what He desires. My identity is everything that He's done. Because of that, I'm willing to give, yield, submit myself to every word that He's spoken. And if He says, and I believe every word that He says, that I will do greater, that I will do greater. He says it, and He means what He says. He's not just speaking lifeless words. These words have power. And I'm receiving, believing, and expecting what He says. I'm standing in expectation and asking the Holy Spirit to prepare me through the word of God, through the power of God, through the teaching and the revelation of God. I want to do the works that Jesus did, and I want to do greater work. He has given me everything that I needed to pertain to life. And because He's given me that ability to tap in to the source and to receive everything that the source has for me, there is no limit. I have the fulfillment of Christ Jesus inside of me through His Holy Spirit, and everything that He is inside of me. Now, I take the limits off, and I say, God, have your way. Let me do the work and the greater that you're commanding in my love, in my giving, in my obedience, in my faith, in my trust. in my stand, in my prayer life, in my intercession, in my preaching, in my teaching, in my witnessing, in everything that I do, even my worship daily, let there be a greater increase. Let me see the works of you in me even the more, that when I pray, I see and feel the release of God's Holy Spirit for greater, for more. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there. I pray that you've been empowered in this 15 minutes and that you start saying within yourself, I want to do the works of Jesus and I want to do greater. And start believing that, receiving that, expecting that, and letting the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. I pray that you'll join me tomorrow for another 15 minutes of empowerment, and that you have a wonderful, blessed day, regardless of your weather. Jesus is still Lord. Be blessed.